Bani Israel became very worried and very tense, and all forms of investigation were made to try and understand who the murderer was. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes mention about this in the Quran, in the first juz of the Quran. وَإِذْ قَتَلْتُمْ نَفْسًا فَادَّارَأْتُمْ فِيهَا وَاللَّهُ مُخْرِجٌ مَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْتُمُونَ فَقُلْنَا اضْرِبُوهُ بِبَعْضِهَا كَذَلِكَ يُحْيِي اللَّهُ الْمَوْتَى وَيُرِيكُمْ آيَاتِهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ وَإِذْ قَتَلْتُمْ نَفْسًا, when you had killed one person, فَادَّارَأْتُمْ فِيهَا, and then you were disputing who was the murderer, وَاللَّهُ مُخْرِجٌ مَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْتُمُونَ, and Allah Pak was going to reveal what you were concealing, and that is the reality of the murderer. So they came to Musa alayhi salatu was salam, and they told Musa alayhi salam, oh Musa, ask Allah Pak to help us in this situation and reveal to us who the murderer is. Musa alayhi salatu was salam once again asked Allah Pak on behalf of Bani Israel, and Allah Pak told Bani Israel on the tongue of Musa alayhi salatu was salam, وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُكُمْ أَن تَذْبَحُوا بَقَرًا, that oh Musa, tell them to slaughter one cow. After slaughtering the cow, tell them to take a piece of flesh from the dead cow and strike it on the dead man. The dead man will stand up and he will say, قَتَلَنِي فُلَانٌ, so and so has murdered me and killed me. When Musa alayhi salatu was salam told them that Allah Pak commands you to slaughter a cow and then Allah will reveal to you the reality of the murderer, they told Musa alayhi salam, قَالُوا أَتَتَّخِذُنَا هُزُوًا, oh Musa, are you mocking at us? What has the slaughtering of the cow got to do with the reality of the murderer? قال أعوذ بالله أن أكون من الجاهلين, oh my nation, I am not mocking, neither am I fooling with you. Allah has divinely told me, and I am only conveying the message of Allah. قال ادع لنا ربك يبين لنا ما هي, oh Musa, now that you want us to slaughter the cow, tell Allah Pak, he must explain to us and give us, elaborate on the qualities of the cow, what type of cow, what age the cow must be, etc. Can Allah Pak enlighten us with regards to this cow? Allah had told them slaughter a cow. Had they slaughtered any cow, it would have been sufficient. But Bani Israel, their stubbornness, their ungratefulness. So they told Musa alayhi salam, قَالُ دُعُ لَنَا رَبَّكَ يُبَيِّن لَنَا مَا هِي, oh Musa, tell Allah Pak to explain to us what type of cow does Allah want. Musa alayhi salatu was salam told them, قَالَ إِنَّهُ يَقُولُ إِنَّهَا بَقَرَةٌ لَا فَارِضٌ وَلَا بِكْرٌ عَوَانٌ بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ فَافْعَلُوا مَا تُؤْمَرُونَ. Musa alayhi salam said that Allah Pak says that the cow must not be old, neither must it be young, rather of middle age, between old and young. But don't go into further questioning. فَفْعَلُوا مَا تُؤْمَرُونَ, respond to the divine command that has been given to you. They did not make sabr on this, and they were not content and satisfied with this. Rather, they came about with another question. قَالُوا دُعُ لَنَا رَبَّكَ يُبَيِّن لَنَا مَا لَوْنُهَا, O Musa, what about the color of the cow? Can you ask Allah Pak to explain to us what color cow does Allah want us to slaughter? So Musa alayhi salatu was salam tells them, قَالَ إِنَّهُ يَقُولُ إِنَّهَا بَقَرَةٌ صَفْرَاءُ فَاقِعُ لَوْنُهَا تَسُرُّ النَّاظِرِينَ. Musa alayhi salatu was salam said that verily Allah says the cow must be yellow in color, فَاقِعُ لَوْنُهَا, and bright yellow, تَسُرُّ النَّاظِرِينَ, which must be striking to the eye. Bright yellow, which must be conspicuous and must be striking to the eye. They were not content at this question also. قَالُوا دُعُ لَنَا رَبَّكَ يُبَيِّن لَنَا مَا هِيَ إِنَّ الْبَقَرَ تَشَابَهَ عَلَيْنَا وَإِنَّا إِنْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَمُهْتَدُونَ. O Musa, tell Allah Pak, he must give us more clarity on the cow. There are many cows that are of middle age and that are yellow in color. Can Allah Pak further explain and elaborate what more does Allah want out of this cow? So again, Musa alayhi salatu was salam tells Allah, قَالَ إِنَّهُ يَقُولُ إِنَّهَا بَقَرَةٌ لَا ذَلُولٌ تُثِيرُ الْأَرْضَ وَلَا تَسْقِي الْحَرْثَ. So Allah Pak then inspired Musa alayhi salatu was salam, and Allah Pak told Musa alayhi salam, then tell them that the cow must be such which is not used for farming purposes, مُسَلَّمَةٌ, and it must not have any deficiency or any weakness. And in the previous instance, they had mentioned that, O Musa, tell Allah to give us clarity. Insha'Allah, if Allah wills, then we will find the cow. The ulama have written, because they said, Insha'Allah, finally Allah Pak then gave them the courage to slaughter the cow. Now when Musa alayhi salam explained to them that the cow should be young, it should be bright in color, and it should not be used for farming purposes, it should be free from all forms of deficiency. This is when they told Musa alayhi salam, قَالُوا الْآنَ جِئْتَ بِالْحَقِّ, O Musa, now you have brought sufficient proof and sufficient clarity. فذبحوها وما كادوا يفعلون. The Quran says they slaughtered the cow. وما كادوا يفعلون. لگتے نہیں تھے کہ ذبح کریں گے. However, it looked like they were not going to slaughter. Now the ulama had written that initially if they had to slaughter, فَلَوْ ذَبَحُوا أَيَّ بَقَرَةٍ, if they had to slaughter any cow, لَكَانَتْ كَافِيَةً, it would suffice. وَلَكِنْ شَدَّدُوا فَشَدَّدَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ, but because they were trying to be difficult, so Allah Pak showed them how Allah Pak can make things more difficult for them. They started searching and hunting for this cow. فَتَّشُوا عَنِ الْبَقَرَةِ, they had to find. It had to be young in age. It had to be yellow in color. Not used for farming purposes. And flawless. Finally, they found this cow with reference to the quotation of Mawlana Shabir Ahmed Uthmani rahmatullah alayhi by one yateem and one orphan. أراد الله بيتيم خيرا. Allah Pak had intended good with one yateem. This person had lost his father and he was very obedient to his mother. So after searching, they found this cow with these qualities by this person. When he looked at their desperation, then he realized that this was an opportunity and he made his price. He said, equivalent to how much gold can fit in this cow, that is the price of this cow. They were desperate, so they were ready to pay any price. So a person who was owning one cow overnight could own now 100 cows. They purchased the cow. And Allah Pak had the intention of kindness to this person. The ulama had written that this was a form of reward to this person, to this orphan, because of the kindness that he had for his mother. Allahu Akbar. It comes in the hadith. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, من سره أن يمد له في عمره ويزاد في رزقه. That person who is desiring of extension in life and blessings in sustenance, then tell him to be kind to his parents. Ya Allah gives us a typical example. Because of this person being kind to his mother, Allah Pak works in very mysterious ways. يرزقه من حيث لا يحتسب. Allah provides from avenues which is beyond your comprehension. Where he was living in one farm, in one remote place with his one cow. And ya Bani Israel, their stubbornness one side. At the same time, because of their stubbornness, it was making or paving the way for the rosy and the sustenance of someone else. While discussing the importance of being loyal and kind to our parents, another hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam flashes through my mind, which I feel is of paramount importance that I share with you on this occasion. On the authority of Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu anhu, with reference to Tafsir al-Qurtubi, one youngster came in the noble company of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said, O Nabi of Allah, my father wishes to snatch my money. My father wishes to steal my money. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told this youngster, go and call your father and then I will listen to your complaint in front of him. When this youngster left the company of Nabi alayhi salam and he started walking, Jibreel alayhi salatu was salam told Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Nabi of Allah, when this boy returns with his father, then you must ask the father, what were those words that he was mumbling in his mind, which even his own ears have not heard? But of course, Allah Pak knows, يَعْلَمُ السِّرَّ وَأَخْفَى, the thought that crosses your heart is also in the knowledge of Allah. So when this father had returned with the boy, and then Nabi alayhi salam asked him and told him that your son is complaining that you wish to snatch his wealth. So he said, no, O Nabi of Allah, ask him. I'm only asking him for some wealth which I wish to use on myself, on my family, and on his family also. I don't intend to snatch his wealth, and I don't intend to misuse his wealth. Nabi alayhi salam said, okay, that is sufficient. I have understood the discussion or the debate between you and your son. And then Nabi alayhi salam told this father, what were those words that you were mentioning while you were coming here, which even your ears had not heard? When he heard this, he said, Allahu Akbar, may Allah increase our iman on you. This is but another miracle of yours, O Nabi of Allah. Really speaking, I was thinking of few couplets which no one knew besides Allah. And naturally, only Allah could have informed you about these couplets. And then he sang these couplets, Allahu Akbar, words of wisdom, wallah respected listeners. May Allah Pak give me also as a youngster and all our youth and everyone out there, that may Allah give us the ability to respect our parents and be loyal to our parents and be kind and assist them in whichever way we can. He says, غَذَوْتُكَ مَوْلُودًا وَمُنْتُكَ يَافِعًا تُعَلُّ بِمَا أَدْنِي عَلَيْكَ وَتُنْهَلُ إِذَا لَيْلَةٌ ضَافَتْكَ بِالسَّقْمِ لَمْ أَبِتْ لِسُقْمِكَ إِلَّا سَاهِرًا أَتَمَلْمَلُ. كأني أنا المطروق دونك بالذي طرقت به فعيني تهمل تخاف الردى نفسي عليك وإنها لتعلم أن الموت وقت مؤجل. فلما بلغت السن والغاية التي إليها مدى ما كنت فيك أؤمل جعلت جزائي غلظة وفظاظة كأنك أنت المنعم المتفضل. فليتك إذا لم ترع حق أبوتي فعلت كما الجار المصاطب يفعل فأوليتني حق الجوار ولم تكن علي بمال دون مالك تبخل. الله أكبر. What does he say? He says, oh Nabi of Allah, as I was walking, I was thinking that today my child is so rude and abrupt. And I'm telling myself in my heart, غَذَوْتُكَ مَوْلُودًا, I brought you up when you were a baby. وَمُنْتُكَ يَافِعًا, and when you were in your teens, I seen to your needs. تُعَلُّ بِمَا أَجْنِي عَلَيْكَ وَتُنْهَلُ. Whatever you have achieved and accomplished, whatever you have progressed in the dunya, is because of my effort and my wealth that I have spent on you and I dedicated to you. Then he says, إذا ليلة ضافتك بالسقم لم أبت لسقمك إلا ساهرا أتململ. When perchance one day you used to fall ill or sick in the night, then I used to become restless because of my love and my attachment. What does he say? لم أبت لسقمك إلا ساهرا أتململ. I used to become restless and I used to toss and turn in the night because of your sickness. To such an extent, كأني أنا المطروق دونك بالذي طرقت به فعيني تهمل. That if an outsider had to observe my condition and your condition, oh my son, he would have come to the conclusion that I am the sick one and you are not the sick one. Looking at how restless I am, perhaps he would come to the conclusion that I am the sick one, because the pain and the agony I was sharing of your difficulty was more than perhaps you yourself experience of your own pain. تخاف الردى نفسي عليك وإنها لتعلم أن الموت وقت مؤجل. I always was worried about you because of my love and my attachment. I feared that you must not get hurt. I feared that you must not meet up in an accident. I feared that someone must not hurt you or inconvenience you in any way, knowing very well that I cannot stop death and death will come on its appointed time. But because of my love and my attachment, I was very possessive over you. I feared you've been hurt in any way and I desired your well-being and your prosperity at every moment, giving it priority over my own goodness and my own prosperity. فلما بلغت السن والغاية التي إليها مدى ما كنت فيك أؤمل. When finally, after great amount of difficulties and hardship, you reach that age of your life with which I had my desires attached to you, that when my child will be of this age and he will be of a position of earning and providing and sustaining, then inshallah he will do this for me and he will do that to me and he will answer my kindness and my loyalty and my effort on him in this way and that way. But contrary to this castle of hopes that I had built with you, O my son, Allahu Akbar. فلما بلغت السن والغاية التي إليها مدى ما كنت فيك أؤمل جعلت جزائي غلظة وفظاظة كأنك أنت المنعم المتفضل. This is the crux of the poem. And what does he say? When you reach that age and I had my hopes attached to you, you answered my kindness with rudeness, my love with hatred, and you started hating me in such a way as though you are my father and you have favored me and I am obligated to you. Then he sighs and he says, فَلَيْتَكَ إِذَا لَمْ تَرْعَ حَقَّ أُبُوَّتِي فَعَلْتَ كَمَ الْجَارُ الْمُصَاطِبُ يَفْعَلُ. How I wish if you could not fulfill the rights of a father and you could not respect me like a father, I wish you could also treat me like one decent Muslim or like one decent neighbor. He says, فَعَلْتَ كَمَ الْجَارُ الْمُصَاقِبُ يَفْعَلُ. If you could not treat me like a Muslim father and you could not uphold and preserve the rights of a father, I wish also you could have given me the rights that Islam teaches you of a neighbor. فَأَوْلَيْتَنِي حَقَّ الْجِوَارِ وَلَمْ تَكُنْ عَلَيَّ بِمَالٍ دُونَ مَالِكَ تَبْخَلُ. Treating me like one normal, decent human being also would be sufficient. And how I wish that you would have not mised with my own wealth, that you earn whatever you earn because of me. And today when I ask you, this is how you showed me your kindness. When Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam heard this poem and these couplets, he was moved with feeling and emotion. And he told this youngster, go anta wa ma luka li abik. You and your wealth belongs to your father. May Allah Pak make us amongst those children who are obedient to their parents. Nevertheless, coming back to our point of discussion, finally Bani Israel slaughters the cow, and when they strike the piece of flesh on the dead man, he stands up and he says, so and so had murdered me, and there and there he died immediately. So this was what Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala makes mention with regard to this incident. Now after this incident had transpired, and that Allah Pak had revealed to them who the murderer was, they came to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and they said, oh Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, ask Allah Pak for some divine guidance. We want some form of assistance, divine form of revelation, so that it can guide us and assist us in every aspect of our life. Because naturally, life without divine guidance, Allah Pak makes mention in the Quran, وَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَتُهُ لَاتَّبَعْتُمُ الشَّيْطَانَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. If it wasn't for the Quran and Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then what would have been our condition? Insan by his nature, without guidance, لا يستطيع أن يعيش, he cannot live a life but without nur and guidance from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So Bani Israel requested Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and this is what Allah Pak makes mention, when Allah had prepared the time, when Allah had decided to bless Musa alayhi salatu wasalam with the Torah. So Allah Pak told Musa alayhi salam that bring certain people with you. وَوَاعَدْنَا مُوسَى ثَلَاثِينَ لَيْلَةً وَأَتْمَمْنَاهَا بِعَشْرٍ فَتَمَّ مِيقَاتُ رَبِّهِ أَرْبَعِينَ لَيْلَةً. Allah Pak told Musa alayhi salam that bring a group of people with you. Come to Mount Tur, make a i'tikaf there for 30 nights, fast for 30 nights, and thereafter you will be granted the Torah. Now there are certain aspects to be discussed here. Number one, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam came there, made the i'tikaf for 30 days. Thereafter Allah Pak extended his stay there, and Allah Pak made it 40 days. Thereafter he was inspired with the Torah. From this, the ulama deduced that 40 days has a special significance in the ruhaniyat and in the reformation of a person. That is why we find a person is told to come out in the path of Allah for 40 days also. And if we study the changes that transpires with the fetus in the womb of his mother, then it happens after every chilla, after every 40 days. Now when Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was coming with his people, because he had already spoken to Allah one occasion, the crave and the desire to meet Allah at Mount Tur and once again communicate with Allah did not allow him to come gradually, but rather he accelerated his pace and he left his people behind and he hastened towards Allah. And this is what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes mention. وَمَا أَعْجَلَكَ عَنْ قَوْمِكَ يَا مُوسَى. And what made you hasten from your people, O Moses? What made you leave them behind? Because it was his occasion. It's just like a person who is getting married. It's his main occasion. He's not worried about the relatives and the family and everyone else. He wants to be at the hall early. It's his big day. It's his occasion. It's his festival. The others will come. Musa alayhi salam, craving to meet Allah Pak, leaves Bani Israel behind, thinking that they will catch up with him, and he comes before Allah. So he tells Allah, قَالَ هُمْ أُولَاءِ عَلَىٰ أَثَنِي وَعَجِلْتُ إِلَيْكَ رَبِّ لِتَرْضَىٰ. Oh Allah, I have come close to you. هُمْ أُولَاءِ عَلَىٰ أَثَرِي. They are behind me. They are following my footsteps. وَعَجِلْتُ إِلَيْكَ رَبِّ لِتَرْضَىٰ. And I have hastened towards you, oh Allah, so that you might be pleased. For us to note something here, the understanding of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam, or the status of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala told Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْطِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى. That, oh my Nabi, on one occasion when the Yahud came to Nabi alayhi salam and they had posed the question, and Nabi alayhi salam said, I will give you the answer tomorrow. And Nabi alayhi salam did not say insha'Allah, for which revelation did not come for 15 days. And then the Yahud passed the remark with reference to Tirmizi Sharif, the second volume. It looks like the Lord of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is angry and upset, and he has disassociated himself from Nabi alayhi salam. Allah then revealed the verse, ma wadda'aka rabbuka wa ma qala. Your Lord has not deserted you. Wa la sawfa yu'tika rabbuka fatarda. Allah will give you so much till you will be pleased. There Allah tells Nabi alayhi salam, I will give you till you are pleased. And Allah is accommodating the pleasure of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. Fasabbih, Allah Pak makes mention in the 16 juz of the Quran, أطراف النهار لعلك ترضى. Oh my Nabi of Allah, oh my Nabi, read Salah throughout the day and worship and glorify Allah so that you can be pleased. Ya Musa alayhi salam is taking into consideration the pleasure of Allah, and in that verse Allah Pak is taking into consideration the pleasure of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nevertheless, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam comes there. Just to digress from these ayat, also related to the incident of Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, and then we will come back to these verses inshallah. Musa alayhi salatu wassalam comes there, makes i'tikaf for 30 days. Thereafter Allah extends it another 10 days. And he communicates with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah Pak makes mention of this in the 9th juz of the Quran. Now another thing to mention, when Musa alayhi salatu wassalam had left to go and meet Allah Pak and communicate with Allah, then he had left his brother Harun alayhi salam, who also was a Nabi in charge of Bani Israel. وَقَالَ مُوسَى لِأَخِيهِ هَارُونَ اخْلُفْنِي فِي قَوْمِي وَأَصْلِحْ وَلَا تَتَّبِعْ سَبِيلَ الْمُفْسِدِينَ. Oh my brother Harun, represent me in my absence and do not follow the path of the evil doers. ولما جاء موسى لميقاتنا وكلمه ربه قال رب أرني أنظر إليك. When Musa had communicated with his Lord and he derived the pleasure of speaking to Allah, وكلم الله موسى تكليما, and Allah Pak says, I spoke to Musa عليه السلام. Then the restlessness and the craving, the anxiety of speaking with Allah more, and the burning desire to see Allah grew stronger in the heart of Musa عليه السلام. We speak to a person on the phone, when are we going to meet? I spoke to you so much, make a meeting, let's speak. Musa عليه السلام said, oh my Lord, I have spoken to you, I have enjoyed your discussion. Can I see you, Allah? Rabbi arini andur ilayk. Oh Allah, can I be blessed with your sight? Qala lan tarani. Oh Musa, your eyes do not have the ability of focusing on my countenance. Walakin indur ila al-jabal fa in istaqarra makanahu fasawfa tarani. But oh Musa, I am going to cast a fraction of my tajalli and my countenance on that mountain. The mountain being such a strong creation, if it can bear my countenance and my tajalli, then perhaps you will see me, O Musa. فَلَمَّا تَجَلَّى رَبُّهُ لِلْجَبَلِ فَلَمَّا تَجَلَّى رَبُّهُ لِلْجَبَلِ جَعَلَهُ دَكَّى وَخَرَّ مُوسَى صَعِقًا. When Allah Pak cast his countenance on the mountain, Allah himself says, it shattered into pieces. وَخَرَّ مُوسَى صُعِطًا. And Musa alayhi salam fell unconscious. And with reference to one riwayat of Tirmizi Sharif, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commentating on this verse mentioned, explaining to the Sahaba, pointed to his khinsar, which is his baby finger, and he showed the top portion of the baby finger. That is the fraction of how much Allah Pak had exposed and expressed of his tajalli. Such a minute amount of his countenance, which had caused the mountain to shatter into pieces. لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا. If we had to reveal the Quran on the mountain, it would shatter into pieces. فلما أفاق, when Musa عليه السلام gained consciousness, قال سبحانك تبت إليك وأنا أول المؤمنين. Oh Allah, I repent to you. I will ask you for something which I cannot bear and I cannot make tahammul. So Allah Pak tells Musa alayhi salam, oh Musa, you do not have the ability. And respected listeners, we make dua to Allah. Allahumma la tahrimna ladhat an-nazar ila wajhika al-kareem. Oh Allah, don't deprive us of your sight on the day of Qiyamah, which will be the greatest regret for a kafir on the day of Qiyamah. كلا إنهم عن ربهم يومئذ لمحجوبون ثم إنهم لصال الجحيم. Allah says the kafir will face the greatest regret when he will be deprived of the sight of Allah, when the dweller of Jannah will enter into Jannah, and it will be told to him, إن لكم أن تحيوا فلا تموتوا أبدا, life forever, no death. إن لكم أن تصحوا فلا تسقموا أبدا, health, no sickness. إن لكم أن تشبوا فلا تهرموا أبدا, youth, no old age. Then it will be asked to them, هل رضيتم, are you pleased? So they will tell the angel, وما لنا لا نرضى وقد أعطيتنا ما لم تعطي أحدا من خلقك. Oh Allah, how can you ask us, are we pleased, when you had given us those ni'mas for which we were desiring, we were anticipating, we were anxiously awaiting. You had given us everything. Allah Pak says, must I not give you something better than all this? So they will think, what can be better than the rivers of Jannah, the palaces of Jannah, the woman of Jannah, the luxury of Jannah, the food of Jannah, وَلَحْمِ طَيْرٍ مِمَّا يَشْتَهُونَ, the birds of Jannah, وَكَأْسٍ مِمْ, and Allah Pak makes mention of the drinks of Jahannam, the rivers of Jannah, all the various bounties of Jannah. What can be better than the ni'mats of Jannah? So Allah then himself will tell Malik, who is in charge, Ridwan, who is in charge of Jannah. Allah will tell Ridwan, and now remove the veils between me and my servants. فَيَكْشِفُ الْحِجَابِ. Allahu Akbar, the veils between me, Allah and his servant will be removed. 70,000 veils of Noor. And it comes in the Hadith, فَمَا أُعْتُوا شَيْئًا. They will not be given anything that will be greater than the countenance of Allah. Ibn Kathir rahmatullah alayhi writes, When the Jannati will see his Allah, for 40 years his eyes will be glued at the countenance of Allah. He'll forget the roses and the palaces of Jannat. He'll forget the food and the drinks of Jannat. He'll forget the luxuries and the comfort of Jannat. For 40 years he will be glued at the countenance of Allah. A person has napak love in this dunya and he can look at his beloved for hours. Can we imagine the spark love? Look at an Allah Jalla wa Ala himself. We make dua to the Almighty Allah. He bless us with this. And may Allah give us the tawfiq to guard our eyes in this dunya so that we are not deprived of that blessed sight of Allah on the day of Qiyamah. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam asked Allah. Allah Ta'ala told him, no, O Musa, you cannot see me. And then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gave him the Torah. وَكَتَبْنَا لَهُ فِي الْأَلْوَاحِ مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ مَوْعِظَةً وَتَفْصِيلًا لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ. Allah said in the Torah, in these preserved tablets that we had given to Musa, in that we wrote everything. فَخُذْهَا بِقُوَّةٍ. O Musa, hold on to the Torah with firmness. وَأْمُرْ قَوْمَكَ يَأْخُذُوا بِأَحْسَنِهَا. And command your nation to practice on it. سَأُرِيكُمْ دَارَ الْفَاسِقِينَ. Nevertheless, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam returns with the Torah, happy and delighted that he has divine guidance and that his nation will be happy that they had asked and Allah Pak had given them the Torah. But we find in his absence, a great fitna had transpired in his absence where he had left Bani Israel and he had left Harun alayhi salatu wasalam in charge. When he comes back, قَالَ فَإِنَّا قَدْ فَتَنَّا قَوْمَكَ مِنْ بَعْدِكَ وَأَضَلَّهُمُ السَّامِرِيجِ. Allah Ta'ala told Musa alayhi salam, inna fatanna qawmak. O Musa, verily we have put your nation to trial. Wa aballahumu samirig. And a person by the name of Samiri has misled them. Now inshallah I will discuss who is Samiri, what his name was, and what instigated him towards this fitna. What had actually happened was, in the absence of Musa alayhi salatu was salam, Bani Israel had in their possession the jewelry that they had brought from Fir'aun. And Harun alayhi salatu wasalam had told them that this jewelry does not belong to you, this belongs to Bani Israel. So he dug one hole and he commanded Bani Israel to put their jewelry inside this hole. So all the Bani Israel, on the command of Harun alayhi salatu wasalam, who was representing Musa alayhi salam in his absence, brought their jewelry, what they had taken from Fir'aun on Ariyat, and they had borrowed it, and they came and they dropped it into this hole. There was this person by the name of Samiri, whose actual name was Musa bin Zafar. He belonged to one tribe of Bani Israel. According to one riwayat, the name of this tribe was Samira, and his nisbat and his lineage was attached towards this nation. That is why he was known as Samiri. I will explain detail, inshallah, in the lesson to come, more about Samiri. When the Bani Israel had gathered and they had dropped their jewelry into this hole, this person by the name of Samiri, he also came towards the hole and he had something in his hand and he had closed his fist. So he asked Harun alayhi salatu wasalam, O Harun, must I drop what is in my hand? Harun alayhi salam said, yes, thinking that perhaps it was jewelry. So Harun alayhi salam said, please drop it. So this person, Samiri, told Harun alayhi salam, I will drop it provided you make one dua to Allah and ask Allah that whatever my intention is, Allah Pak must fulfill my intention. So Harun alayhi salatu wasalam, not realizing the evil intention of this person, thought that perhaps he has some legitimate lawful need. And he said, oh Allah, whatever this person is desirous of, you grant it to him. So this person, when he heard that Harun alayhi salam had made dua in his favor and he knew that the dua of a Nabi will be accepted, he dropped whatever was in his hand, and this was some sand. And we'll explain what type of sand this was. He dropped the sand into this jewelry and then he melted the jewelry and then he gave it the form of a calf, the child of the cow. And Allah Pak says, Lahu khuwarun. And then this calf started making the sound of a cow, a mooing sound. And he told the nation, هَذَا إِلَهُكُمْ وَإِلَهُ مُوسَى. This is your Lord. And this is the Lord of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Musa has made a mistake. He's gone to Mount Tur to look for Allah. He doesn't know this is his deity and this is his God. Now when this fitna had commenced, a great, unique fitna and trial that had come unto Bani Israel, immediately Bani Israel were divided into three categories. One category said, we will continue doing this hatta yarji'a Musa, until Musa alayhi salam returns. If after Musa returns, he prohibits us, we will stop worshipping this calf. There was that category that stayed with Harun alayhi salatu wasalam and did not worship the cow in any way. And Harun alayhi salam prohibited them. And there was that category that said that no, what this person has done, Samiri, this is correct and we will worship this. Not only till Musa returns, we will continue worshiping this calf even after Musa alayhi salatu wasalam returned. We had previously discussed already the ungratefulness of Bani Israel and the desire to have a visible idol or a visible deity after Allah had taken them across Bahr Qulzum when they asked Musa alayhi salam, اجعل لنا آلهة اجعل لنا إلهًا كما لهم آلهة, that oh Musa, carve for us a god and a deity which is visible. So they had that desire, then they were living with Bani Israel, that desire and that environment from which they were exposed, there was some link to idol worship. So now they were divided into three categories. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam went to fetch the Torah. He is returning happy and delighted that he's hoping that Bani Israel will take his message. When he comes back with great enthusiasm to present this Torah, he comes and he learns this situation has transpired. Let us see what happens and how he conducts himself when he returns and he finds this unpleasant environment. Wa akhiru da'wana anilhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. In these ayat kareema draws our attention to those moments when Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu was salam was returning from Mount Tur after receiving the Torah from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and was informed by Allah Pak that a great fitna has transpired in your nation and in Bani Israel in your absence. However, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was disturbed when he was informed. But like Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam says in the hadith, لَيْسَ الْخَبْرُكَ الْمُعَايَنَةِ, that one is, you heard that a person met up in an accident. There is mixed feelings, there is emotions there. But when a person actually arrives at the accident scene and he sees how critical the person injured is, now it's a different picture compared to when he left home and he was informed. Likewise, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was disturbed, he was upset, he was angry. But when he actually returned and physically witnessed the evil that was transpiring and how they were bowing and prostrating and worshipping the calf, Allah Pak makes mention, فرجع موسى إلى قومه غضبان أسفا.